All right. As you are heading back to your seats, we invite the children to come forward for this morning's children's time.
Good morning. Good morning. Hey, everybody. It feels like a party today. I'm excited. We got lots of warm-looking, comfortable coats. Nice. Okay, did everybody get a new calendar? Now, I forgot to bring my cute puppy calendar, but at least I have my other calendar. Does everybody have a calendar? Do you get a new calendar every year? You do? Pierce, do you have a calendar? Do you hang it on your wall, or where is your calendar? You're going to get one. What is it going to be, puppies or kitties or what? A big, like, family calendar, like a big table calendar or something? Oh, that's a good idea. Really big, like that? Wow, that is a big calendar. You guys must be busy. You need big squares. Yeah, so calendars are good. So sometimes when there's a new year, people make New Year's resolutions. Have you heard of a New Year's resolution? Did anybody make one? You don't know? Like, what would be one, like, Quinn, did you make one? Or do you know of one that maybe somebody made, like your teacher or something? Yes, Carlin. What's that? Oh, to pass both star tests. that's a big goal. Right. So sometimes we make these resolutions where it's like, okay, I'm going to read more, I'm going to exercise more. Yes, Pierce. You made a resolution at school? And what was it? Get better at football. So practice harder or whatever. Eat really well so you're strong for practice. And do what, Carson? Use the potty. Go pee-pee in the potty. That's a great one. Yes. Awesome. Well, guess what? Sometimes when we make these resolutions, we don't always do what we really were planning because we really need God's help. It was just like when Jesus knew that he needed God's help to start his ministry. And so he asked his cousin John to baptize him. And through that baptism, the Holy Spirit came down to him and gave him the strength to be able to teach everybody about God and love. And we need God's strength too. So sometimes even if we made a resolution without God's help, it's hard for us to do things better. So we really need to ask God to help us with everything so that we can be the best person that he wants us to be and share God's love. Okay, let's pray. And we put our hands together and we close our eyes. Dear God, thank you for Jesus for showing us how we need you, Lord, to make our lives better. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, we are going to meet Miss Amy and Miss Ashlyn at the back. And I'll introduce you to Miss Ashlyn in just a sec.
Right.